Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, you don't say that!
I just didn't like how she came at me.
Hey, man, I should know better.
Hot Cheetos and chocolate.
I love Miracle Whip.
That's disgusting.
You don't like whipped cream?
What in the Gemini is happening with you?
One day I'm going to be on air and I'm going to be 93 years old and people like Joey died today. And I, you know, that's my
studio.
Goal. Yeah, in the studio.
I'll report it on Daily Dirt. Yeah.
The Aftermess.
Okay, we're back with it. It's the Aftermess podcast with the Morning Mess. I don't even call it 2.0. Do you guys take offense if I call it Morning Mess 2.0?
Doesn't matter.
Do what you want.
Yeah. We're back at it. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
What's good? It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
And we got producer Maddie joining us on these. Maddie, you're going to be joining us with the podcast for the most part?
I think so.
Okay.
Unless you guys dump a whole bunch of stuff on me.
She is a busy girl.
She is. So this is the first one with the new crew, man. So thank you guys for being patient. This past year has been a hell of a damn year as the Morning Mess has progressed into the Morning Mess 2.0. I got a new show, been doing this for 10 years with the Morning Mess brand. This is probably my, I don't even know, fifth, sixth installment of the Morning Mess, I will say. Having a great time with you guys.
Aww.
Back at you.
Don't quit.
We'll see.
I'm going to fucking quit. That's going to be my new shirt. If y'all quit, I'm going to fucking quit too. So we're going to dig right into it because as I was moving back from Chicago, my old show, there. They stood in Chicago. I couldn't do Chicago anymore. It just wasn't me. And I'm glad I went to Chicago because I appreciated Phoenix more. You know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. So I'm home. Phoenix is my home. I'm back. And when I made a decision to come back, the show could have, if they really wanted to. They loved Chicago, so they stood there, started to form a new show. And I'm blessed enough to be working with JD and Miss Maddie here and Sienna. And we're going to give you the Aftermess podcast. Literally, like 5 minutes ago, everyone was like, how does this work? What do we talk about?
Well, because this is hella popular, right? Like, this was a big part of your guys' show.
Yes. Yeah. It was really, really just heads up, man. Be vulnerable. Speak on stuff that you can't speak on radio. They were not regulated by the FCC or anything like Sweet. That. You can say everyone, you, if you need to say a curse word to really emphasize something. Like, JD, what's your favorite curse word?
Fuck, without a doubt.
There you go, Sienna.
Fuck.
There you go. Producer Maddie.
Shit.
There you go. Mine is fucking shit. So this is why we get along. So let's dig into this episode with the new show here, The Divorce. That seems to be the topic. Not only was everybody surprised that me and the last show didn't work out, but when we moved to Chicago, before we moved to Chicago, me and my ex now, Amber, were separated. And then we thought that moving to Chicago was a new start and reset to our marriage. So we went all in. And it was so fucking hard to do this because my then 17-year-old son, Jojo, who's my best friend, had his senior year in high school. Oh. And we had to make a decision. Now think of you as a parent and you have a 17-year-old. Do you force them to move away from their senior year of high school?
Obviously not. I would think in that case, being his age.
Right. Or does he move in with his sister, Alina, and he finishes out his school year?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we went for the latter. We're like, you could stay one more year. Then after you graduate, maybe you go to college. Maybe you move to Chicago. I was hoping you would move to Chicago. Maybe things would have been different. He decided to stay here after me. And I just miss JoJo so much. I miss him. So it was so fucking hard being in Chicago because not only was I missing my best friend, my son, JoJo, I felt like I was a bad dad. I lived in dad regret. And I didn't like my situation in Chicago. I wasn't gelling with the new management team. They weren't gelling with me. I missed Phoenix. I missed the listeners. listeners. I miss all my fucking hookups here. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
20 years, I knew every bartender. And let me tell you something. I moved here in 2001. So those bartenders I met then now own clubs.
Yeah.
They own restaurants. And big shout out to all of them that have been doing that. I miss the fucking hookups, the perks of Phoenix.
Absolutely.
You've built that relationship over time.
And it wasn't to use them. I actually became friends with them. Yeah. So I miss my friends. I miss my son. I missed Phoenix. Such a fucking great city. All my kids were born here in Phoenix. And then the thing that suffered the most was my marriage. It was fucking horrible. I knew 3 months in, Chicago wasn't right for my career. And it was wrong for our marriage. And we should have never tried to work it out. Before Chicago, we should have went through the divorce. Mm-hmm. So we love each other. We didn't like each other. And that's the biggest difference. It's okay in a relationship, whether you're married, dating. I know Maddie, you're engaged. Mm-hmm. JD, you're in a long distance relationship. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Sienna's happily married.
Yes.
You could love one another. There's days you just don't like each other.
Yep.
And that day turned into a week, turned into a month, turned into a fucking season. And at that point, me and Amber were slept in two different bedrooms, two mm-hmm. different beds, in a two bedroom apartment, small apartment in Chicago that I paid twice as much as I paid here in Phoenix. Like, everything was fucking ridiculous. And it was just horrible for our relationship. So I was in Chicago probably about 15 months. Me and Amber had separated about a year in.
Okay.
So even moving back to Phoenix for like a few months, we weren't even together. We were roommates. Think about being a roommate with your ex with kids. So by the time we got back to Phoenix, I think we couldn't wait to get away from each other. Not because we didn't love each other. We just could not stand each other. We just needed to, like, you do your thing. This is not going to work. Now, everyone asked me, like, well, what was that day? It was the day, and I don't know if I talked about this on the show, and that's what the Aftermath podcast is going to be, because we don't have time. We have like 4 minutes to talk.
Right.
Until our boss says, hurry the fuck up. Play Taylor Swift.
Jar.
I was so depressed and so sad and Zooming with my therapist and crying to my mom and telling my friends, I hate where I'm at in life. I didn't enjoy radio. To be honest, I was going to quit radio. I was just done with it. I talked to my mom. And I know, JD, you have a great relationship with your mom.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't always like that. But yeah, it's been way better since I got out of high school.
Same with my mom. So I tell my mom how miserable I am and about my marriage. And she's like, ask her two questions. Do you love me? And are you in love with me? Mom being mom. You know, mom drops bars. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh, mama. Okay, mom.
Yeah, because there's a difference.
And we went for a walk. Sat in front of this bench at this expensive ass fucking apartment that I hated paying for. Like, I'm gonna sit on this bench shit. Mm-hmm. And I asked her the two questions. I was like, do you love me? Absolutely. You're an amazing father. You work so hard. Thank you for everything you do. Are you in love with me? Long pause. I don't know.
Mm.
And that's when it was over. It was done. Like, click. It was done. So then I had to figure out how to come back home. Like, well, there's no way you can survive in Chicago, how expensive it is. I'm not gonna be out of here, try to co-parent Chicago. We don't know anybody. We gotta ask babysitters or anything. So we moved back to Phoenix, and here we are in the process of the divorce. And I think it was a pretty easy process. I wanted the best for her. She wanted the best for me. She got an apartment. She actually took an apartment that JoJo was living in, because eventually JoJo moved out on his own, had a little studio. She got up to a one bedroom. She lives in an apartment. I'm with the house. We got 50-50 custody. We're going through a pending divorce. It should be done here within the next 28 days, not counting anything. And unfortunately, this week, it's turning bad. We're not getting along. We don't talk. Other drama came into the relationship, and we just don't talk, which fucking sucks, because we got to the point, hey, we did it. We want the best for the kids. And we were, her big thing, she wanted to be friends. And I as well. It's like, I'm not going to hate the mother of my children. These are the best gifts in life I've ever received. We got in a huge, huge fight. Not my fault.
Of course, not your fault. Right.
And usually I'll take the L's, like, you know, that was me, that was me. This one was not my fault. So I'm not really talking to her right now until this pending divorce, until we can co-parent respectively to one another. So it's the ups and downs of divorce. It fucking sucks. No matter if you're going through it, my prayers are way up for you, because every day I'm in a different emotion and I'm built different with past shows. I wear my heart on my sleeve almost too much, but I'm very, very transparent with my show here. I talk about my love life. I talk about if I'm feeling shitty, why I'm feeling shitty. I'm going to ride out till the wheels fall off. That's who I am. I've tried to change that, and I was trying to put blame on myself that this is why my shows don't work. Like, I can't change me. This is who I am. You're going to walk away. You either like me, you don't like me, but one thing, you're not going to get me as I didn't get to know Joey. I didn't know him. He was full of shit. I never got invited to his house. You're not going to ever get that from me. I got that from past co-hosts, but you're not going to get that from me. So the show knows that I've been an emotional roller coaster. And big shout to my guy, JD.
Yes.
Send me $10 on Apple Pay.
That's right.
Because you know I needed a drink that day.
Because I felt it. And you know, I had gotten the vaccine, the cold and, or the flu, the cold, the flu and the COVID vaccine last week. And I've just been getting kicked in the fucking face.
Yeah.
I've been getting headaches every day. And it was one of those days where, like, I looked into Joey's eyes and I was feeling so shitty. And I was like, this is almost a day where you need one of your boys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you really needed a beer.
Yeah.
And I like, my heart sank down because, you know, like, I've been on the receiving end of, you know, I've been the kid in divorce. You know, my parents got divorced when I was, I think I was eight. What's second grade? It's probably like
it's about eight. That's how old Cruz is, eight right now.
So I was super, and you know, I wouldn't even say you've been an emotional roller coaster. I just.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Think you've been fully transparent and honest, and
right.
I can speak for myself, but I think on behalf of you've been very good.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
All things considered, of the shitstorm that you are actually going through, and the real emotions that you're having to deal with on a day to day, there's layers. Like, luckily you have JoJo, who you like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's his age.
Yeah.
But you're dealing with your relationship and the legality of things behind the scenes, while also trying to raise 2 young ones.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you're feeling, because I've only been on the receiving end of, you know.
You know what? I stay up late night wondering what my kids' real emotions are. When you're 8, JD, and your parents, there's 2 things to divorce, right? Are they fighting in front of you or behind closed doors, and one day mommy and daddy don't live together?
Yeah, I think, when I was young and my dad, I remember clear as day, I remember walking home. It was from school and he was just sitting on the recliner and he just broke down that he's not going to be living there anymore.
Mm.
And so I think I remember us crying, like me and my sister crying.
Yeah.
And my sister's 2 years older than me, and I just remember being really sad.
Yeah.
But my dad stuck around. I mean, I don't know. That was so long ago. I can't really remember the emotion that I was feeling outside of being sad. It was the later things in life that really affected the relationship between me and my father. And then, you know, because my dad ended up moving out of state and all this shit. But that's as we continue on here. But I think you've handled it tremendously. Like, I thought you could be a way bigger asshole on the day to day. Like, coming in here, the things that you're going through on a day to day, I don't know mentally if I'd be able to step into this ring. And that's how I know you truly love this shit. Like,
yeah.
I know you truly love your job, because anyone who loves what they do, you put this to the side. I almost think of you as an athlete. It's like, man, when Joey gets on the baseball field, He just can focus on the at-bats. He can focus on his job. And so I don't know if this is a safe haven for you. Like when you come in, you're like, fuck, I can finally just get away from this shit.
Yeah. It really is. It's therapy. Like I could come in here and for so many years, I was the funny guy in the show, as many show, and I got JD. JD's fucking hilarious. Like you crack us up. And Sienna here, we figured out as this is a show that we're just bonding and getting to know each other. We're fucking excited. We get to hang out in Vegas in 2 weeks. Let me tell you something. You know what makes me happy thinking about us just going to Vegas and get fucked up and smoking a bleezy and just not doing radio and hanging out with my new friends, aka family. But Sienna, we've learned because we've only known Sienna for 3 months. She has 3 different laughs, and I think me and JD sometimes compete to who can get that one laugh. If she just
the fat laugh,
the fat laugh,
yes. The deep big laugh, yes, absolutely, or the silent one,
yeah,
which isn't really helpful because you can't hear it in the mic. But that's how you know I'm laughing.
My everything. This is my therapy. I love radio. So, you know, coming in here and JD making me laugh, or us trying to get Sienna laugh, or producer Maddie's usually on the side to the left of me, headphones editing, but she's lightweight listening to us. If we say something and she can hear it and she's like, she's editing, she's like,
yeah.
I was like, that hit her. That makes me happy. You know, what else the fucking am I going to do? Going to stay home, pull weeds, just be depressed? Because I've done that before. It doesn't fucking work. And a question I always get throughout the years is I get interviewed for podcasts or college radio. People want to do what I do. And what would you do if you didn't do radio? When do you want to retire? I've made a decision. I'm never going to fucking retire. I love this shit. I'm going to be old ass Joey boy. And people are like, damn, I've been listening to you since I was fucking 5. I'm 78 years old. And I'm going to be on a classic hip hop station. And classic hip hop at that point will be Drake and Lil Durk. You know what I mean?
Wild to think of.
It really is. But that's my goal. Mm-hmm. I'm going to age out. I'm going to one day I'm going to be on air and I'm going to be 93 years old and people like Joey died today. And I, you know, that's my
studio.
Goal. Yeah, in the studio.
I'll report it on Daily Dirt.
Someone get it on video for sure.
Joey, no comment? Yeah. No comment?
Boy, and I think you're challenged as well. So hopefully that gets your brain away from everything that's going on. Like you come in here to a job, not only that you love, but I think if you love your job, you're in some ways challenged by it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
your
creativity is forced to go other places. Like your mind is forced to go into other places. I mean, maybe you are thinking about this shit the entire time we're on the show and you're just that fucking good. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm thinking about my divorce throughout the whole show.
Sure.
There's every 10 minutes or something about the divorce, whether what's today? Oh, Thursday. I get to pick up the kids because we got 50-50 custody. And then I'm like, I get happy real quick because I get to see my babies. And then it's like the going to IG and I'm really like 3 seconds away from just muting my ex. Mm-hmm. Just because I don't want the reminder. I don't all of a sudden get amnesia of all the great times we had. We were going out there for 20 years.
Right.
So when I see her sometimes, I'm just like, damn. And I get sad. I'm like, I can't be sad because I got to do nacho. Nacho's revenge. And I got to do a prank call of somebody. So I'm getting to those points, those little things. I was like, don't hate her. I love her. But just these things, it's like going through a divorce is just... it fucking sucks. It's just like a roller coaster of emotion. Like, don't like her at all right now. Love her. Don't want to see her. Might have to mute her. And I want the best for her because that's my kid's mom. And then the next hour, I'm just like, damn. My cruiser and my Gia might have a stepdad one day.
Yeah.
No, that's real shit.
No, I think.
Stepmom.
Stepmom?
Stepmom. They could have a stepmom too.
Oh, with me?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the positives for you.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No, you're right, Maddie, because as I've been dating off and on and 90, and y'all know everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Y'all know everything. 90% of those have been not good or whack or the eventual, like, this is getting too serious. Like, what? Or, I don't want to have kids. I don't want to have kids either. Like, what? Or, like, I don't want to be a stepmom. Like, I'm a package deal. So, going through that emotional roller coaster, my kids are first for everything. But, yeah, I hope to find one lady, you know?
Do you think that puts more on your plate, though? Because, you know, we've talked about it. You don't like to be alone. So, you're kind of out there in the dating pool and stuff like that. Do you think it puts, you know, an extra thing on your plate that you have to worry about? Because then that involves your kids.
Yeah.
Having to talk to your kids that you're dating again and things like that.
No, because he's having fun.
This
man.
This is the fun part, you know?
It's almost, it's cute. It's cute watching it, man.
Well, the funny thing is, if you're new to the show and the personality list, JD is actually my intern. How many years ago?
15
years ago?
15 years ago when I was 18, yeah.
So you knew Amber then.
I knew Amber then, and it was, I mean, yeah. I mean, that long. I just think of, you know, when you guys have gone in big fights like that before, you know, like, was this the worst you guys have felt about each other before you went to Chi-Town? Or, like, have you guys been way worse in between then?
We've been way worse in a drunken argument or something like that. This is one-sided. And she knows it.
Interesting. Mm.
This is the worst I've ever felt about her as a person.
Sometimes, like that switch happens. I got out of a really abusive relationship, so like that switch switches, and you finally just go, "No, I've had enough." Whatever it is, whatever you're feeling, no matter how many times you fought, you just know, you feel it in your bones, and you still may try, but internally you know it's a waste of time.
Yeah. And the crazy thing about that, Maddie, is my parents. My friends, my circle. I got a small circle. I know a lot of people, and a lot of people know me, but I don't got a lot of friends. I just don't. I think now it's by choice. Like, are you sure it's over? Because me and Amber have been back and forth for 20 years. I'm like, oh, no. And it wasn't until recently. They're like, oh, yeah. Joey's over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can see it on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can see it. And they can see it, and people can see it when I'm out. Like, if I'm out with you guys, and I just really, really hope we get to hang out more than outside the studio, people will see me more happier. Mm-hmm. My cousin Celine, she sees me. She's like, you're just so much more happier.
Remember I told this to you, I think within the first month, dude. And I hadn't kept in contact with Joey for a long time because I just moved back from Boston. I was there for 8 years, and I never listened to the show.
Yeah.
Like, ever. I never listened to you guys when you guys were here or in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And the amount of people unprompted that were like, Joey sounds happier. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck that means, but fantastic. You know what I mean? Like, it was unprompted. People would DM me. They would tell me, they'd be like, wow, dude, you guys' show sounds good. Joey sounds happier. Yeah. And I was like, dude, okay, let me ask Joey, are you happier?
Thank you for asking me. I did. Yeah. I got a divorce with my last show. Mm-hmm. It was a bad relationship. Yeah. Let's be honest. They were going on one direction. I just like, I don't believe this direction, and we need to get a divorce. Mm. And that's what it was.
It's okay to agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't agree.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
With the direction that they wanted to, that management over there saw it their way, not my way, and I had to stand my ground. I was like, y'all are doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I've been doing this way too long. This isn't the way, and I need to get back to Phoenix. I need to get reset, and I literally quit radio for 3 seconds, and my agent called me. He's like, are you sure you want to do that? And he was just like, we can get you on another station. What do you want to do? And fuck, it's been crazy. So I've already been through one divorce in my last show. I'm going through another divorce with my wife, but Maddie and Sienna, your parents are still together, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You watching your parents, what do you think the secret is of a happy relationship? How have they made it so long, Maddie?
My dad is like a king. It's reading your love language. So you need to know how you like to be loved as well as knowing how your partner likes to be loved.
Yes.
And my mom's love language is acts of service. Do stuff for me, or honestly, do shit for me. And yeah. I love that. Like, please take care of the lawn. Please make sure that I'm like taken care of. I'll do the stuff inside, but like make sure that I'm taken care of. And my dad loves doing that stuff. He loves the one member memory that sticks in my head that just shows how much my dad loves my mom is one morning, a random morning, they have these special 459 numbers. And that just means I love you when they would text on beepers. 459 ILY.
Oh my God. Maddie. So,
what, did you use this?
Maddie.
What?
Maddie.
I'm scared.
I'm going to get a tattoo today, right?
Yeah. Stop.
And one's a cover up.
Oh, fuck.
286.
No, what was 286?
That was our beeper.
Oh. That was your little
I love you kind of thing. And that hurts. That's so crazy because God works in mysterious ways. So today, that's why I have anxiety. Like, damn, I'm going to cover our code for 20 years.
That's wild.
And your parents have that. That's awesome. Okay.
I'm glad we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Help you get through it, you know?
I'm sorry about that one. But, he puts sticky notes on this like giant mirror that they have in their bathroom, and he just put out 459 on
Love
the sticky
that.
Note before he went to work. And it wasn't their anniversary, it wasn't a birthday, it was just a
because.
Random day. He woke up and he did that. And when she posted the picture, I was like, that's what I'm aspiring to have.
Yeah.
That's what I want in my life. It's those little things. So I just think knowing how your partner likes to be loved and knowing how you like to be loved.
Yeah.
And really being honest with that answer.
I love that.
I think that is a key to a successful relationship.
I went through therapy and they broke down your love language. I didn't know what that meant, but a therapist, I was going to her then. She asked Amber, she invited Amber to our sessions and she explained love languages and what ours was. My main one is touch. I like to be touched. Touch me all the time. I am a hoe. I like to be touched all the time. Sex, hugs, cuddles, that's me. Hold my hand, you know. I think it's fucking cheesy, but I'm gonna do that shit just cause. You know when people go out, couples go out to dinner and they sit on the same side of the fucking the table?
True, my fiance makes me do that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
If
yes.
I can find someone that wants to do that at this point, I'm fucking with it. If that pleases them, I just wanna be touched, you know? And Amber wasn't that. Hers wasn't that. She's not an affectionate person. Mm-hmm. And hers was obviously, guess what Amber's was?
Gifts.
There you go.
The ladies who don't even know Amber do that.
Let the record show I was quiet. I know nothing.
But I felt like I was giving her gifts, you know what I mean? But it has to be mutual. You have to you have to do it for each other.
To give and receive.
What's yours, Maddie? What's your...
I think mine is acts of service.
Acts of service.
Yes.
You know, clean the car, you know, do the bed.
Yeah.
Like, have dinner.
She makes the bed every day. And honestly, when I come home, I can just like lay.
Turns
and
you on?
Yes.
Your nipples get hard. You're like, damn, girl.
I turn into a unicorn. But no, I think acts of service, just like knowing that she swapped over the laundry so I don't have to wait for the dryer. I can just like kind of get into it. Because like teamwork.
Awesome.
I like teamwork.
What's hers?
I think hers is touch.
Touch?
Yeah. And I'm like very hot all the time. So she'll like put a hand on me and I'm like, there's a sweat mark in that spot. Please don't touch me right now. Like, I'm sticky.
Sienna, you look very happy in your marriage.
I am.
How many years? 2 years?
Yeah, a year and a half. We're going on year and a half.
How's it working? What do you think the secret of your not pending divorce? How are you never going to get divorced? Why are you not going to ever get the divorce?
I feel like everyone always says you can't be too much like your partner, but me and Ivan are so alike where I think it works, and I think that's what I really saw in him when we first started talking and I realized that I really like him.
Mm-hmm.
We just had the same sense of humor, very outgoing. We just really meshed, and it never was in a way that it was colliding or we were butting heads or anything like that, and it was just so easy. Granted, we have our flaws. I get a little jealous, and sometimes
I'm noticing that about you.
I get
You're
a
Latina.
Lot more jealous.
Right?
Spicy.
I'm a little spicy.
You
I
go
will
through
admit
his phone.
I have before, but I don't do it now.
Well, sometimes you gotta check in.
You just gotta
I'm
check
just speaking.
In.
I'm helping out my girl.
Guys,
maybe sleazy sometimes.
I feel like you probably have to check in more on his phone because now he's getting popular because of this show.
Surprisingly, I don't, but don't put that in my head because I will.
I just know he has a fan club. I will say they're men right now, but you never know when girls are trying to creep.
You never know.
He has a big fan club with these guys that have met him. He's a great guy. I really like Ivan. I would tell you. If I did it.
I know you would. Yeah. Especially, I mean, we've only known each other for 3 months, yeah. but I would hope that everyone in this room, if I had a toxic man, that they would let me know.
I've let everybody know in past shows, and I'm talking about 20-something years. I'm just like, I'm never going to be friends with your president. I just want to put that out there because they don't try to force a friendship.
Yeah.
I fuck with Ivan. He's dope. He's good people. And you, here's the thing with Sienna. You guys are in a successful marriage.
Yes.
You live with your parents.
We do.
Who obviously, they seem like best friends.
Yeah.
So I feel like, does that help you? Because they're kind of almost teaching you how to be best friends and still have a healthy marriage.
Yeah, I mean, my parents... They argue a lot. I'm not trying to put them on blast, but no. they do yeah. argue a lot. But I think the secret to what makes them successful, I think they've been together now for 30, 31 years.
Good for them.
Yeah, and I think no matter what they argue about, obviously it's nothing too crazy to where divorce or separation has to come into play, but little things as a couple when you argue, at the end of the day, they know it's not important or matters because there's bigger things that do matter. And I've seen them argue all the time and then 15 minutes pass and it's as if they never were mad at each other. And it's kind of a known thing in the family of like, weren't Bobby and Steph just arguing? Because now they're laughing with each other. And I think when I see that, it really puts into perspective for me of when I'm hard on Ivan or if I piss him off or anything, at the end of the day, it's like, that really didn't matter. Right. So for me, I really try to take that into perspective as a spicy Latina. Not to trip on those kinds of things. So I feel like that's probably the success that my parents have.
You know what's happening,
had?
Though?
What's happening? I don't know.
They're going into the next room. They're hooking up.
Oh. Well, makeup session.
Yeah. Yeah, a little quickie. I don't want to. No, I don't think about it. I'm going to vomit.
Bobby's hooking it up like a tow truck.
No. Don't need that image in my head.
Sugar, sugar, don't you get so fly. Go ahead, Uncle Bobby.
Next question.
JD, what's your love language?
I don't even know, dude, to be honest.
What do you think it is? Because there's five, right?
I think what's like a reassurance type
thing? Words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
Yeah. I think just dating sucked so much that
yeah.
I think early on when me and my girlfriend Lexi were talking, because dating is so miserable, I really needed more reassurance than I think I did. You know, to be like,
yeah.
Do you feel the same way as me? Like, are we on the same wavelength? Because are you the person I've been looking for? You know what I'm saying? And that's a very scary and vulnerable position that I have never put myself in. This is my first real serious relationship of this magnitude, and I'm 35.
Yeah.
So think of like the trauma I'm fucking
carrying. Right.
You know, and I think... when I was dating people, I just found dating so hard. Like, it just was so difficult in this climate of there's just no sense of being able, you have to believe that someone is perfect. Like,
yeah.
There's no room for imperfection. So it's like, imagine you spend all that time, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, or 1 week, and you're like trying to do all these things. I think I was trying too hard.
Yeah.
And so I think I needed those words of affirmation from Lexi almost to like, calm down, dude.
Yeah.
I like you. You know what I mean? I do want to hang out next week. You don't need to triple text me to confirm a plan type shit. You know what I mean? But like, those are the scars I carried around because I remember a lot of women flaking on me.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
and
absolutely.
That took a toll. So
what's hers?
Hers is definitely acts of service.
Acts of service.
Yeah. She'll remind me. Let me see. As of this morning, yeah, she still reminds me daily. No, it's kind of like I can tell that she wants me to do things.
Yeah.
I'm slowly learning. She's being a little bit more serious with like telling me what she
wants. Well, it's what Maddie said. You got to know your person's love language. And it's almost like brushing your teeth or fucking breathing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have a successful relationship, you got to know it. And then once you know it, it might not be your thing. Doesn't fucking matter. Make sure you know it, you show it, you live it, you breathe it, because it's for your person. Now, Sienna, you said Ivan's also...
Words of affirmation.
You just got to reassure him.
Yes. He likes more of the phrases, I'm proud of you, you're doing a good job.
Hell yeah.
And what's crazy is it's hard for me to say those things. I don't have really anything traumatic in my childhood where my parents didn't tell me they loved me, but it's so awkward for me to be like, I'm proud of you. The same way that you know, for those of you who don't know, I don't call him babe. I call him by his real name. I don't know what it is psychologically.
Which is still fucking, have you ever done therapy?
No, but maybe I should try
it. You should try it.
Because I don't know what it is. Maybe we need to unpack that.
Yeah.
Because I do say like, oh, wow, you did a great job at work. Thank you so much. Like, I do try, but it coming out of my mouth,
feels
AO,
weird.
It feels weird.
Really?
And it's like awkward.
Yeah, you need therapy.
Almost.
There's something there. You don't call him anything there. That is his name, and you feel weird to say your man's proud. There's something there. I don't know what it is, but I didn't go into therapy until my 40s, and man, I was like, God dang, like, wow, this is okay. So the wonder is, obviously, everyone went through. What's yours?
Mine is also acts of service. I feel like a lot of girly pops is acts of service.
Yes, we don't want lazy pieces of shit.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes Ivan's climbing up in a tree, cutting down a branch, or if someone asks him to, he's a handyman, and I'm just like, ooh. Like,
he's hopping on roofs.
Hopping on roofs.
Holding up doors.
Like, it just does it for me.
Yeah.
And sometimes he'll do it without me asking, and it's that's what my love language is.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even want to deter the conversation because we got away from your divorce. I know you're trying to deflect.
Bring
no,
it on back.
Ask away. Listen, speak for everyone that's been following for all these years. Everyone come up with one question for me about this divorce. Like, what do you think everyone wants to ask or know? Because I'm an open book. Let's go.
What is your biggest fear as a father?
My biggest fear is my kids will resent me. That's why I was asking you, how did you feel after that? We'll resent. But I think, I have to know my worth. I know I tried everything. I've tried therapy with her. I've gone back and forth with her at least a hand three or four times, twice during our marriage. I've done everything I fucking can possibly do. I prayed on it. I went to church on it. I pray for her every day. So I feel like I've done and I do everything I possibly can, but my biggest fear is any of my kids, including my stepkids, because when I met Amber, she had two children, beautiful children. I have a really great relationship with her son, with the daughter, I'm working on it, and then our three. I have a great relationship with all of them, although Cruz, my 8-year-old, is a mama's boy.
Mm.
So I will say, most people might think of me, I mean, the daughter. The one, the most feared is Cruz, that Cruz will have a estranged relationship with me because he's such a mama's boy and he loves his mama. And we have 50-50 custody of Cruz and Gia. And if you ask both of them at the same time, who do you want to go out to dinner with or whose hand do you want to hold? Gia will say daddy and Cruz will say mommy. Mm-hmm. And it's been like that for so long. I'm worried about Cruz. I love me my Cruz. But he is such a mama's boy. So my biggest worry is somehow Cruz is going to therapy in 5-6 years because he has daddy issues. And all I'm trying to do is love on him, be there for him, support him, be proud of him, do every fucking love language I can with Cruz, hug him, tell him I'm proud of him. But I just feel like something in my gut. I'm like, oh man, this is going to be that one.
Well, can I ask a follow-up to that then?
Yeah.
Because it makes me think, well, how candid are you going to be with your kids about the divorce? Because it took a long time for me to find out the information I feel like I could have known when I was younger that would have helped me with the relationship with both of my parents.
Right.
Like, my biggest thing was my dad wasn't really around to teach me a lot of the man shit.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, in certain situations, not like a man-up type ordeal.
Right.
But I think if he had inserted his personality or his beliefs or those different things, it was like I never got to see that side of him.
You know what I'm saying?
And the information that I know now, he could have totally been more candid with me back then. Do I think I would have handled the information different? Yes, because I can handle more without putting guilt on him or anything like that. I'm a little bit more mature emotionally. But I'm wondering how candid you are going to be and what you do hide from them at this juncture, or how you plan to unpack as they get older.
I think it's when, if they ask the question, I think when you hear me on the radio and you guys meeting me, I'm the same way in my family. If you ask the question, I'm gonna give you the answer. My 19-year-old knows everything. He knows what went on, what's going on, and he's very comfortable. Literally, he lives with me. I got JoJo 100% of the time, and we've gotten closer. We're best friends. I ordered a ping pong table. We'll be playing a ping pong tournament tomorrow night. I love him. I tell him he can stay with me as long as I, so he knows, he gets it. Cruz and Gia, when they ask the question, I'll give them the answer that me and mommy love each other and continue to love each other, and we want each other happy, and it goes, two happy homes are better than one miserable one. we're just not happy together, but we still love each other. We love you guys. And it was nothing that you guys did. And when I get back to a situation where I can be around Amber and we can co-parent and be happy. I mean, we just did something for Gia's birthday, on her actual birthday, at a bowling alley, and we were fine. And there's people there. They're like, I still feel like there's something between you guys. I still feel like Amber likes you. I think Sienna said, did you say that?
No, but you brought it up to me. And that was the first time I met Amber. And yeah. I totally understood why people fell in love with her. She was so sweet.
Yes.
And you two did a great job co-parenting at Gia's birthday party.
You can't even tell.
You could not tell.
And that's all the energy I'm going to try to keep around the kids. Like, there is no animosity. I don't hate mommy. She doesn't hate me. We just, you know, we're not going to work out. But if there's any specific questions, I probably will answer them. I don't think it'll be anytime soon. I think by the time they're teenagers, if they have a question, I'm going to answer it.
Because it's always going to be what happened. It's always that's the main one. It's kind of like how do you unpack? Because that was the question I was asking my parents for fucking ages.
Yeah.
It was like, just tell me what happened. And I think maybe the information was too private, and maybe they don't owe that to you either. You know what I mean? Like, I always thought, well, they don't fucking owe me that information.
Yeah.
You know what? Because if they're trying to hide. If they're just trying to be private.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or someone had an affair.
Sure.
Maybe the parents don't want to share. With me and Amber, that's another big question. I don't know if that was one of your questions, but there was no affair. There was no cheating involved, because they all always go to. It was just, we didn't like each other anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried so many times that it's just, what are we doing? I got more years behind me than ahead of me. So I'm not going to try to force you. I mean, I asked the question. If your answer is, I don't know if I love you anymore.
Yeah, I know my answer after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I got to keep it pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. It's simple.
Can't forget about you.
Yeah, I got to take care of me. And I think that's what everyone is seeing, why I'm happy, because finally I'm taking care of me. And certain days I have bad days. And I've been having, this week, more bad days than good days. But most throughout the few months you guys met me, I'm having better days. It's just like, I'm just thankful, man. I'm thankful I'm in a position. I still get to do radio. I got new friends here and new show and out there and going on dates, hanging out with my kids. I have a brand new relationship with my brother who went through a divorce last year. So we have a lot in common. He was over yesterday. Me and my brother never hung out when he was married. So we kind of have a lot in common now. But that's my biggest worry, the kids. If the kids are right, I'm going to be all right. Maddie, what's your question?
All right. I don't really have a question. I just feel like this is something that I think you need to hear, is that you're doing a good job. You're doing a great job, first off. And as somebody who is getting married to someone who will eventually be a therapist, like, that's what she's going to school for right now. I think that you made a great choice by going to therapy. I think that helps a lot, having somebody who isn't directly involved or could have a biased opinion or anything like that, and also professionally trained. But I think that's a great start. I also think that, like, I have a kid's brain sometimes, so, like, I can see where a kid got an idea, but then I also can flip it and go, okay, but here's the adult answer. And the love thing. So going back on to just, like, you know, mommy and daddy love each other very much, but we're just not happy. I think defining love could clear things up too. Just thinking as somebody who still has a kid's brain, I think defining love, because sometimes, well, if you love each other, then why aren't you together? I think sometimes that can be a little rocky. And you kind of talked about Cruz going into therapy almost like as a fear of yours. I think it'd be a great thing for both of them to just get into it now.
Mm.
Truly. I think it'll be a great way for them to feel like they're not hurting your feelings by possibly talking about something that they're worried about you. You may not see it, but they don't want to say something that may hurt your feelings or may have questions that they just don't know how to ask. But a therapist specific for children and specific to divorce can ask those questions, can dig a little bit deeper, and maybe possibly avoid the, like, negative version of therapy, which is like, oh, he's so depressed that we have to force him into it.
Right.
Look at it as a positive. Like, you go, you know what I mean? And then it can be almost like a family affair. Just be like, it's normal to go to therapy, because it is. Everybody should be in it.
I agree.
And so I just didn't want it to be looked upon as like a negative, because if he needs it. And I'd rather start earlier rather than later, and maybe get to those open conversations a little bit sooner rather than him sitting and stirring in it. And as he gets older, scrolling on his phone till 2 a.m. and just like getting into his own thoughts. I mean, I feel like we've all probably done something like that, where you just like end up in a dark place. And if he can learn how to deal with emotions a little bit earlier, especially at 8, and Gia just turned 7, they're going to be so much better off in the future.
I like that. Thank you, Maddie.
You're welcome. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
Now tell me you're proud of me, Sienna.
I'm proud of you, Joey. You're a great dad.
What's your question?
Okay, so got to bring a little bit of pop culture into this. Kelsea Ballerini, she's a pop star, a country artist. She's going through a divorce, and she actually said, which stuck with me even though I am happily married, she said, the person you marry isn't who you divorce. Mm. And I find that so interesting that it stuck with me, and I am not in that situation. So my thing is you've been with Amber for over the course of 20 years, and listeners kind of know Amber too. Oh, yeah. They know your life. How, emotions aside, just overall, how are you viewing Amber in right now? I know things aren't good right now this past week, but just in general for your kids and your sake, just looking at Amber and realize, like, considering the past 20 years, your kids, the things you guys shared, what is your view of Amber right now?
I love that, what you said. That was a great question, yeah. Sienna. The person that I met is not the person I divorced. Mm-hmm. That's my answer.
Yeah.
She's not the same person. I don't know who she became. We're just on different paths, different. It is just wildly. She's just a different person. And I can't put one finger on it. Like, not one thing happened. It's almost easier if someone did have the affair. Mm-hmm. Now you know what to do.
Give it a reason.
There's a reason. Yeah. There is, like, it was throughout the years, she just became a person. I'm like, I don't know what's going on with you, but I can't go along for this ride of who you're trying to be, who you're trying to hang, who I just don't know. You're not the same person. So yeah, on different path. I think I'm pretty much the snout. No, we all on both different paths, because back in the days, I was crazy as fuck. I was partying. Shit. Now I just want to be a dad. I want to fall back. I want someone to love on me. I want someone to be cheesy with me. I want someone to say, sit next to me at the restaurant. I don't want you sitting across me. I want the cheesy shit now. I don't have time to all this. I don't need to pop bottles. You know, I look forward to one day I'm a grandfather popping baby bottles. You know, I wanna like go to Disneyland. I wanna like, let's go to islands and shit. Let's stack our money together. Go get a job. Let's put our money. Let's buy a lake house together.
Yeah.
I don't need a strong woman behind me. I want her next to me. Mm. So to me, it's just like, I just want that person to love on me. And then she was just on a different path. She wants to be taken care of all the time. And I was like, yeah, I want a partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want a partner. And it's good for her. I was like, hey, literally one of our last conversations when we're saying bye to each other in the relationship, I want you happy. She goes, I want you happy. And I think we give each other a pound.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, my dog. All right, my G.
Yeah.
You know, and the weirdest fucking thing though, I'm going to tell you, and then we'll wind this up. This is a great first podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed it, ladies and gentlemen. We shipped everything. You hauled it, right? You
hauled it.
So I knew what was coming. We're checking out of our apartment. This is our last night. So we're getting ready. We're brushing our teeth for the last time together. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is hitting me, like, for all these years. Mm-hmm. And everything, every little thing, and it wasn't even in her head.
Wow.
She's not even, I'm looking at everything she does. This is going to be the last time I see this. This is the last time that we're getting the kids ready, and it's hitting me so hard. And I think I do everything when I'm hurting as a joke. Like, mm-hmm. I'm hurting, I'll try to laugh or make a joke out of it, as you guys experienced already.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, this is the last time you're going to hear me fart in the morning. You're like, damn, I ain't got to smell that stank breath. But she's like, whatever. But not even realizing, no, this is really the last time.
Yeah.
So we get on the flight. The kids always sit with me because the kids, I'm going to act up with daddy. She sits by herself on the flight. We land, we get in Sky Harbor. She has her daughter picking her up on one side of the airport, randomly, south side of the airport, Terminal 4. My son picking me up, going north side. And I'm going one way, and she's going the other way, and we're just like giving each other a hug, like, this is it. And I was like, this is a fucking movie. It's like,
I was literally about to say, okay, so we have the ending to the movie.
Yeah.
We gotta get the beginning going.
And I was going to say, that sounds beautiful, but it's not.
Yeah. Sad ending. Hard reality. Yeah.
I think, no, that's when she realized it.
Yeah.
That whole morning, I realized it. This is our last everything together. And then she like looked at me, like paused, like, oh shit, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just coincidentally, my son, her daughter, different sides of the airport. We just give each other a hug. I'm like, all right, well, good luck with everything.
Fuck.
And it was just, I was like, fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Walk away from 20 years. It was fucking wild. And here we are. And we will progress and we'll keep talking about this shit on and off the radio. But big shout out to everyone that's going through the divorce. I know it's not easy, man. And mine, comparatively, is pretty easy from some of the shit show. I have so many friends getting divorced. It's fucking crazy, bro. And some of them are really ugly. So I wish Amber well. I love her. Thank you for blessing me with these three beautiful children in my life. Thank you for being so supportive of me in this radio, this fucking radio career. She moved, what, maybe three different states? Four or five different cities.
A lot of sacrificing.
A lot of sacrifices. So I give her all the applause. I love you for that. And we're just on different paths. I wish her well. I hope we become friends eventually. At this point, we're not speaking. And, you know, time will tell. Yeah. And that's it. That's the first podcast. The next podcast we'll do, we'll be talking about fucking. We'll be talking about sex. Lighten the mood.
Nice.
Yes. I think producer Maddie's going to head that up.
Oh, you sure up there.
Producer Maddie, when reading a resume, she did work for a sex toy company.
I did. And honestly, I leave it on the resume because why not? It's a conversation starter. I think it's like, it makes people go, okay, wait a minute. And like, we got to talk about this. And people don't realize it wasn't online. It was in person. Like, it was a legitimate store.
That'll be the next podcast. How do you keep a marriage together? You fuck a lot. You use toys. Vibrating things. Is it AAA batteries? AA batteries. There's so many questions. We'll have Maddie for the next podcast.
I got you. All your information needs.
It's the After Mess podcast, y'all. Morning Mess 2.0.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.